This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is an increased police presence in London today in the wake of yesterday's fatal terrorist attack near London Bridge. And except for the bravery of passersby, it could have been a lot worse. Two people were killed, three others injured in the knife attack. The assailant was shot dead by police. He was identified as 28-year-old Usman Khan, who had served 6 years in prison for terrorism and was paroled in 2018. There are reports he was wearing a monitoring ankle bracelet at the time of the attack. APZ Donahue reports on London's latest terror episode.
Witnesses saw a man with a knife being wrestled to the ground by people who were nearby. Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu says police responded.
A male suspect was shot by specialist armed officers from the City of London Police, and I can confirm that this suspect died at the scene.
Basu says the man was wearing a fake bomb vest, and this is being treated as a terrorist incident. Prime Minister Boris Johnson praises the people who tackled the suspect.
For me, they represent the very best of our country, and I thank them.
Police say they aren't looking for anyone else. Basu says officers are keeping an open mind as to a motive. I'm Ed Donahue.
Though London police are not looking for any additional suspects, the city remains on high alert. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, police are searching for a suspect who stabbed three young people in a Friday evening attack in The Hague's central shopping district. The victims, all minors, have since been released from the hospital. The incident occurred just hours after the terror attack in London, and Dutch police say they're considering all possibilities, including terrorism. And again, the suspect in the Netherlands remains at large at this hour. You can track this story and all the day's news at our website, voanews.com. For your listening convenience, there is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea is warning it may soon launch what it calls a real ballistic missile in the vicinity of Japan. Pyongyang has carried out 13 rounds of short-range or medium-range launches since May, the latest this week. Experts say nearly all involve some form of ballistic missile technology. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe condemned the latest launch as a violation of UN resolutions. The official Korean Central News Agency today condemned Abe's statement, saying the Thursday test involved a multiple-launch rocket, not a ballistic missile. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has set an end-of-the-year deadline for the United States to offer concessions in nuclear talks, which are in a long-running stall. His launches are seen as part of a pressure campaign aimed at gaining those concessions. Ahead of a United Nations climate summit in Madrid next week, demonstrators in Asia and Europe have been calling for more urgent action aimed at global warming. Case in point, Australia, where people are blaming climate change for an epidemic of raging brush fires. Correspondent Phil Mercer filed a report for VOA from Sydney.
Demonstrators have called on Australia to end its use of fossil fuels. That, in the short term, appears unlikely. Coal generates most of the nation's electricity, and exports pump billions of dollars into the economy. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is an ardent supporter of the coal industry. He castigated local council leaders for linking the deadly bushfires with climate change. Morrison has insisted Australia was taking its environmental obligations seriously. Friday's climate strikes were expected to take place in more than 2,000 cities in 153 countries, according to the Friday for Future movement. There were protests in Mumbai, Tel Aviv, Vienna and Frankfurt. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
An anti-police slur printed on Starbucks coffee cups has created a controversy in the U.S. state of Oklahoma. Given Starbucks' growing international presence, the incident could be noticed far beyond this country's borders.
It happened on Thanksgiving in Glenpool, Oklahoma, where the police chief in nearby Kiefer says an officer made a coffee run for his colleagues. The name that was printed on the labels on the cups was Pig. Kiefer's police chief contacted the Starbucks store and used social media to complain about the lack of respect for a policeman protecting the community instead of being home with his family on a holiday. Starbucks apologized for the worker's poor judgment and offensive language and agrees to use this incident to promote greater civility in the community, including an event that will bring baristas and law enforcement officers together. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.